Chapter 4. Mr. Wickham. It didn't take Mr. Collins a long time to find someone else to marry after Elizabeth refused him. Elizabeth's good friend Charlotte lived near the Bennets, and the two families met very often. The day after Elizabeth refused Mr. Collins, the two families had dinner together. Elizabeth noticed that Mr. Collins paid a lot of attention to Charlotte, but she was sure her friend would find him stupid and boring. But she was wrong about this. The day after the dinner, Mr. Collins went to Charlotte's home and proposed marriage to her. Charlotte accepted him immediately. Then she came to tell Elizabeth about her decision. "Oh, Charlotte," Elizabeth exclaimed, "how can you marry Mr. Collins? I know you don't love him." "Elizabeth, I'm not a romantic person like you," Charlotte explained. "I want a comfortable home and independence from my parents. I'm already 27. Perhaps this is my last opportunity to get a husband and be secure for the rest of my life." Elizabeth was sad to hear this. She believed her friend would never be happy after her marriage. Elizabeth knew that she would only marry someone she really loved. She would not marry for convenience or for money, like Charlotte and many other women she knew. The Bennets lived near a town called Meryton. At this time, a group of army officers was stationed there. The two youngest Bennet girls, Lydia and Kitty, spent much of their time visiting this town. They knew many of the officers, who gave them a lot of attention. Lydia and Kitty loved male attention. One day, Lydia and Kitty persuaded Jane and Elizabeth to go with them on their walk to Meryton. Mary preferred to stay at home with her books and piano. As the four girls walked down the main street, they met an officer they knew, and he introduced them to Mr. Wickham, another officer who had just arrived. Mr. Wickham was handsome and pleasant, and he impressed all the girls. While they were all standing together and talking, Mr. Bingley and Mr. Darcy rode by on their horses. They stopped to talk to the girls. Mr. Bingley was very happy to see Jane. "I was just on my way to your home to see how you were feeling," he told her. Mr. Darcy looked at Mr. Wickham, and his face suddenly changed completely. "That's strange," Elizabeth thought. "They both look shocked. Why?" But she couldn't ask Mr. Darcy about it, because he quickly rode away without saying anything, and Mr. Bingley followed him. Elizabeth told Jane what she had seen, but neither could think of an explanation for this strange reaction. The next evening, the girls and Mr. Collins were invited to a neighbour's house. Mr. Wickham was there too, and he sat next to Elizabeth. "I hope he explains why he and Darcy had such a strange reaction to each other," Elizabeth thought. She didn't have to wait long. A few minutes later, Mr. Wickham turned to Elizabeth. "Why is Mr. Darcy in this area?" he asked. "He's staying with his friend, Mr. Bingley," Elizabeth answered. "I understand that he has got a large house and a lot of property in another part of the country." "That's true," said Wickham. "He's very rich. I've been connected to his family since I was born." Elizabeth was surprised by this and asked to hear more. "Do you know Darcy well?" Wickham asked her. "I know him quite well, and I think he's unpleasant in every way," Elizabeth answered firmly. "All our neighbours think he is arrogant and vain, and no one likes him." "I'm happy that you feel this way," said Wickham. Because now I can tell you my story. Mr. Darcy's father was my father's employer. He was always very good to me. He loved me just like his own son. Before he died, he told me he would leave me money and property so I would never have to worry. But when he died, Darcy went against his father's promise because he detests me and was jealous of me, and he didn't give me anything. That's why I had to join this regiment and become a soldier. Elizabeth was shocked. Mr. Darcy is a horrible man, she said angrily. He's much worse than I thought. You must tell everybody what he did to you.
No, Wickham said quietly. I can't do that because I've got good memories of his father.
At that moment, Mr. Collins, who was sitting near Elizabeth and Wickham, mentioned the name of Lady Catherine de Bourgh. Mr. Wickham heard him and turned to Elizabeth again.
You know, of course, that Lady Catherine is Darcy's aunt. Her daughter is expected to marry Mr. Darcy, he explained. She's also very rich, and when they marry, all the money and property will remain in the family.
Elizabeth smiled when she heard this. Poor Caroline Bingley, she thought with a little malice. She pays a lot of attention to Mr. Darcy and tries to make him like her, but that won't help her. He'll certainly marry his rich cousin and not Caroline. The next day, Elizabeth told Jane everything she had learned from Mr. Wickham. Jane was very surprised. There must be some explanation for Darcy's behaviour, she said. I can't believe that Mr. Bingley has got such a bad friend. Jane, you always want to believe that everyone is good, Elizabeth said. But it's clear that Mr. Wickham is telling the truth. He's very attractive and has made a good impression on me. I never want to see Mr. Darcy again. But for now, let's not share this information with anyone else.